Hello, friends. Good to see everyone. Look at me go. Okay, I'm doing it, people. I'm doing it. Okay. So tonight, if you're I will see the chat once I stop sharing this screen, but I would love it if you guys would comment while we're doing this presentation so that we can talk about it as soon as I'm done, the whole shebang. Look at this. I'm so proud of this presentation. It feels so fancy. So tonight we'll be chatting about embracing the outdoors, activities in nature. So one of the things I've been reflecting on lately is how to spend my time in ways that are most fulfilling to me. So many of us, myself included, have had some challenging past few years. So if you're anything like me, maybe you didn't give yourself enough time to have fun and discover what truly brings you joy. So this year, that's my priority, is doing things that bring me joy, okay? I love spending time outdoors, enjoying the beauty and awe of nature. The following slides, I have various outdoor hobbies that I want to challenge myself and you to try in the coming year if you haven't already. So in the comments, when I'm talking about different outdoor activities, write in the comments if you did it or want to do it, because I would love to hear about it. There's something here for everyone, whether you're looking for high adventure or just want to take a stroll in nature. Oh, I see that there's a comment. What's happening? Yes. Nicole did a walk. Excellent. Fantastic. Good job. Okay. So here's the first slide. Everyone, I'm proud. Look at this. Look at this guy on a mountain. Keeping it real with the internet, so embracing the outdoor activities in nature. Slide one, done. Oh God, how do I change? Here it is. So the first outdoor thing I thought that we could talk about is photography. So one of the best things about photography is that truly anyone can do it. Sure, there are many skill levels with this hobby. But to get started, all you need is a camera, which often can be your phone camera. Photography is great because there are a ton of resources online to help improve your skills by adjusting your settings, angles, lighting, etc. There are also lots of niche areas of photography that you can try out, like nature, travel, wildlife, people, food, the list goes on. So if you have been if you've been taking this up, this form of hobby photography, let us know in the chat and let me know what you love most about it, because this is a great way to spend time outdoors. So photography, outdoors, activity, joy, it all works, right? So that's one of the things. So if you've never thought of doing photography and combining it with nature and outdoor and activity, try it. So I'm going to be doing this year. So that's one of my hobbies that I'm going to try, because I really don't take a lot of pictures. I forget and I just live in the moment. And then I steal pictures of the friends that I'm with. They take the pictures. So I'm really going to focus on photography this year because I think it'd be kind of cool, to go outdoors, walk around, take cool pictures. And it just feeds my joy. My God, Louise has 13,616 pictures on her phone. Lord in heaven. That's amazing. Next one, hiking. Okay. Hiking, like everyone knows, allows for plenty of variation and exploration. It requires very little specialized gear, only a good quality boots, and perhaps a trekking pole if desired. So no matter where you live, there are likely opportunities for hiking within a short drive. You can hike in the forest, mountains, desert, or even on the beach. You can also challenge yourself by doing harder or longer hikes and hiking to unique sites like waterfalls, lakes, caves, or even remote communities. So hiking. I'm taking this on this year because I'm going to be hiking the Camino in September, which is we're going to leave from Spain. So it's going to be 200 kilometers. So I'm doing this year, so which is pretty fun. Let's see. Jerry says one, I'm on outdoor walk. I'm always taking pictures. Good for you. Isn't it great? Just brings you joy. So if someone wants to share some hiking things that they're doing this year, it's out of the ordinary. Like instead of hiking in the forest, like myself, I'm doing the Camino. If somebody's doing something fun like that, let us know in the chats. Carol's got over 25,000 photos in her phone. Lord. The next one. White water rafting. Everyone's like, no, thank you. So this is an activity for those who love a thrill. White water rafting involves rafting through rivers with varying degrees of rough water. It is something you would do with a small group of others on the same raft as you simultaneously paddle through and navigate the river. This hobby requires some specialized equipment and should always be done with a professional for safety to be the top priority. I would love if anybody in this group has done whitewater rafting. Marilyn from Victoria says we have a forest just down the block and the beach is a short drive away, so I'm spoiled. Oh, amazing. Louise, we're going to Alaska this September and plan on doing some hiking. Yes, Louise. Anybody in this group has ever done whitewater rafting or does anybody want to try it? Lisa says, have whitewater rafting in Northern California. Amazing. Lynn, no, but it's on the agenda for this summer. That's so cool. Linda says to take my binoculars when I go. That's so wicked. Lynn, good for you that it's on your bucket list. Good job. The next, I don't think I will be doing whitewater rafting. I know. I don't know if I can do it. No, Louise too, not on my list. I don't think I can do it. Yeah, I don't know. This year in 2024, ain't doing it. Archery. Oh my God, I've done this. This is so much fun. If you've never done archery before, and this is the wrong picture. Oh, what happened? This is not a picture of archery. This is hiking. Oh, that's not cool. This sport is the practice of using a bow to shoot arrows at a target. So this picture does not reflect archery. That is so sad. It's one of the oldest sports in the world, dating back to 2340 BC when the Babylonians used bows and arrows for combat. Archery requires precision and accuracy, which comes with immense concentration. If you've never tried archery, you gotta try it. It is so much fun. Louis says, I don't have aims. Sure, I would miss it. try it. It is so cool. So it's a great activity. You're outside in the forest. It's fun. Just try it. Next one, snorkeling. There's the picture. Have you always wondered what underwater life was like? Snorkeling may just be the perfect hobby for you. With this activity, you'll be able to see sea creatures right in front of you and experience the pristine water that many underwater animals get to call home. Similar to other activities mentioned, you'll need specialized gear, which is mask, snorkel, fins, etc., and to have a trained guide to show you the ropes. Anybody interested in doing snorkeling this year? Or they have done snorkeling. My only level of snorkeling is actually going to Ripley's Aquarium. I ain't snorkeling. I went to the Barrier Reef and did some snork. Yes, Sandra. Lynn says, nope. I have a snorkel mask with my prescription in it so I can see the fish. Yes, Tracy. That's amazing. So my snorkeling, like I said, I'm just gonna go to an aquarium and watch the fish. Out, like, not in the water, just outside. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just not, I'm just afraid. I don't know. I should say yes at this one, but we'll see. Next, sailing. I would love to know anybody on here who sailed before. So, sailing is an activity where you are on a boat and navigate the open waters using the wind. So, most boats have engines or require you to paddle, but sailing is unique because it is a very weather dependent. And unlike most other outdoor activities, you want to do this hobby on a windier day. So, although it shouldn't be too windy because it can be quite dangerous with aggressive waters and a chance of your sails tearing. Oh, God, this sounds joyous. Yes, no, I've done sailing. Oh, Mark did it is it Newfoundland and on Lake Ontario? I've done sailing. Where did I do sailing before? I can't remember which body of water, but I've done sailing. Yeah, it was windy, but it was fun. So try it if you've never tried it before. Another one is kayaking. Oh God, tell me who's kayaked before or who wishes to kayak. So kayaking allows you to sit just a foot or so above the water. It is something that many people find relaxing as you can paddle around at your own pace on a body of water of your choosing. You can even lean into chaotic waters, no thank you, similar to those of whitewater rafting if you're seeking out a boost of adrenaline. Kayaking requires some specialized gear like a kayak, paddles, and safety equipment. However, kayaking is a water activity that is quite easy to get started with, as many parks and recreation centers have kayaks for rent and courses to learn the ins and outs of this hobby. Okay, I'm reading the chats. Marks have kayaked in the Kawarthas. Amazing. We kayak all the time in the spring and summer and fall, Lisa says. Barb loves kayaking. Lynn, I used to belong to the canoe club, and that was one of the things we did. Really? Okay. Fun fact, I kayaked in Mexico maybe about 10 to 15 years ago. First time kayaking. Go on the kayak, paddling away. I was kayaking with my ex-husband. Think about the word ex-husband. He's no longer my husband because the kayak tipped and we ended up in the water and I thought I was gonna die. Since then, I haven't kayaked. So, no thank you to kayaking. I saw my life flash before my eyes and kayaking and me don't go hand in hand. And that was my experience of kayaking. So many people love kayaking. Yeah, not happening. Bad experience in Mexico. I thought I was gonna die. Okay, next one. Rock climbing. Lord, tell me who's rock climbed or who's thinking of rock climbing. This activity allows you to scale mountains and rock formations of all kinds. So people of all ages can try their hand at rock climbing. Oftentimes, you will find gyms specific to rock climbing with artificial rock walls so that people can practice before putting their skills to the test outdoors. This activity requires some special safety gear like a rope, harness, belay device, climbing shoes, helmet, and chalk. Rock climbing is a challenge by choice activity where you can push yourself the whole way up the mountain or as far as you feel comfortable doing going. Let's see who's in the chat. Marlene says, I have many years ago. Sandra's like, not for me. Tracy says, I would like to, but inside. I tried rock climbing inside because I was thinking of doing rock climbing outside. So I tried to do it inside, just like how I put in the presentation. I went halfway up and I'm like, oh my God. I looked down and I was like, oh, I'm so high. So I came back down. Yes, Linda says, I would like to try, but in a safe, it's very true. I would do it indoors first. Louise, I took my grandson to an indoor place that as far as I could would go. Yes, watching him. That is so funny. So yeah, it was fun, but then it was my mistake looking down, and then I just lost confidence climbing up. So it's a good thing that I tried indoors, because if I was outdoors, I'd be like all over. I'll just start crying. Next, horseback riding. Anybody here horseback ride before or thinking of doing it? Let me know. Horseback riding is a hobby that can either be competitive or laid back. If you're engaging with it for fun, you'll be able to explore miles of trails by horseback, regardless of your location. This is something that is best to engage in when traveling or in your local community where there are horseback riding experiences, or training courses for you to take part in. I've done horseback riding. It's a lot of fun. I love it. It's really good. It strengthens your inner thighs, let me tell you. Jerry, horseback riding once wasn't a, sorry, lost it. Hold on, wasn't what? Wasn't a good experience. A gentle trot. I agree with you, Sandra. Louise says, not for me. Yes, it's calm and relaxing and fun, says Carol. Linda, not for me. Horse is too big. Scary experience as a child. I totally get it. Mark says, yes, was horseback riding in Kingston a long time ago. I find that it's a very intense inner thigh workout, and my shoulders were I tensed up, so I felt the pressure in my shoulders. But like Sandra was saying, gentle trot for sure. Like I'm not galloping like I'm trying to chase somebody. That would be crazy. I'd probably fall off the horse. Next, surfing. Lord, I would love to find out if anyone surfed before. For a challenge, surfing takes a lot of practice to get good at, but it's something that just about everyone can try out. If you plan to travel to a coastal area, research surfing lessons that you can participate in to see if surfing is right for you. From what I heard, the best part about surfing is the serenity that comes with it. It is so peaceful going to the beach in the early hours of the morning before anyone else is up to enjoy the calm waves as the sun is beginning to rise. I've tried surfing. I was just on the board. I couldn't get myself up. So I tried. Mark said windsurfing at sandbanks. Oh, that's cool. Anybody else that want to try surfing or have done it before? I tried it. I just couldn't get up on the board. But hey, I said yes to it. Paddle boarding. Lord, let me know if you paddle boarded before. Paddle boarding is less intense than surfing, yet equally enjoyable. So this activity might be appealing to those who would like to get out on the water, test their balance with yoga on the board. Yeah, imagine doing yoga on the board. Said no one ever. Test their balance with yoga, I'm sorry, or simply relax and enjoy the beautiful sights around. Paddle boarding requires little equipment. You'll only need the stand-up paddle board and some paddles to get started. It is also recommended you have a safety vest and are a confident swimmer, as it is not likely to for paddle boarders to fall off their boards. Anyone, let's see. Barb says it looks like fun. Linda's never tried it, but would like to try it. Sandra would love to try it if I could keep my balance. Marilyn says paddle boarding wasn't a thing when I was young and healthy. Linda says the only thing I paddled was rides and paddle boat. Corbett Beach has lessons. Amazing. So paddle boarding, I find that you need a lot of core, you use a lot of your core muscles. So it's a activity and a half. Like you really need to have, in my opinion, store your core muscles need to be strong, in my opinion. Balance too. Okay, next. Zip lining. Oh my God, do I ever have a story to tell you here? I've done zip lining before. Let me know who has it or it's on their list to do this year. So this action-packed activity is not your average everyday hobby. Zip lining is often an experience that you can take part in when you're traveling or otherwise live somewhere that is a destination. With zip lining, you're harnessed onto a cable that pulls you through a jungle, the mountains, or any other beautiful location. It is safe to do when you're with trained guides and have proper safety equipment like helmets, gloves, and of course, a harness to keep you strapped in. Let's read the comments here. Tracy's done it many times. Louise is afraid of heights. Lynn, not my favorite, but I've done it twice. No, thank you, Barb. Okay, Barb. You got to try this. I zip lined in Costa Rica many years ago. It's the coolest thing. If you've never tried it, I would say try it. It's pretty cool. Lynn said, I haven't, but I would love to try it. Lisa says she zip lined Superman style in Vegas. How cool. Linda from Florida says, I tried just a small one, was going to try a bigger one a couple years ago, but my granddaughter did not want to, so I stayed behind with her while my daughter and older granddaughter did it. It's pretty cool. So if you ever go in a destination and they offer zip lining, say yes to it. This is my sort of thing, bird watching. There's no fear in bird watching. Oh my God, okay. So similar to hiking, bird watching is a hobby that can be done anywhere as long as birds are nearby. It is very versatile and is vastly different wherever you go. So from looking at tropical birds to those residing in the Arctic. Fun fact, you can even enter competitions for bird watching to see how many birds you can find and correctly identify and compete with others across the world. It's a hobby that requires little to no equipment. The one thing that might be especially helpful is a pair of binoculars to zoom in closer to the birds. Anybody here do bird watching? Let's see. Bird pooping on you is all you have to watch for. Lynn, you're hilarious. Barb says, this is me every hike, walk, drive out my window. It's true. Linda likes it. Marilyn from Victoria says, my backyard is full of birds, plus the estuary nearby. Sorry, I couldn't see that. I take my binoculars with me when walking in the forest. That is so smart, Sandra. Lisa, white pelicans in Windsor, Essex are area now. We do bird watching while hiking. That's pretty cool, right? It's a cool activity. Next, what's next? Fishing. So there are so many different types of fishing. You're bound to find one that fits you. Fishing can be as simple as sitting by a pond with your fishing rod hanging over the edge, waiting for a bite. Or if you're a thrill seeker, you may want to go out on a boat in the middle of the ocean to try deep sea fishing. You even can fish while paddle boating. Anybody try fishing? Darlene says, love to fish. Carol says, I like sitting on the deck with coffee, watching the Blue Jays and Cardinals. That's so nice. Marilyn's done it before. Lots of fishing growing up, says Mark. Jerry, love fishing, especially for cod in Newfoundland. Lynn says, I like the feeling of fishing, but don't like to put worms or touching fish. So I fished on a dock before. This is a funny story. I was 6 sheets to the wind, didn't realize that the water wasn't deep enough. I was sitting on the dock for hours and didn't catch a fish, obviously. That was my sort of fishing. Cycling. Whether you're already an avid cyclist or haven't put to pedal since childhood, cycling is a great way to get outside while upping your fitness level. According to the Mayo Clinic, cycling offers a bevy of health benefits. It is an amazing cardio workout that puts minimal stress on your joints, and you can do it almost anywhere, from country lanes to mountain trails, even the beach. Anyone loves to cycle? Every time I look at this bike, my butt hurts. Jerry says, can I ride a bike? I hear you, Jerry. Like, oh my God. Cycling, I've tried it, but like, oh my God, I can't walk after. Oh, Linda says, use Maryland ID app to help you identify birds. Oh, that's cool. Next one, stargazing. Well, here's something we love to do. Stargazing is one of many favorite pastimes for a lot of us. Whether in your backyard or traveling somewhere new, this is a must if there's little to no light pollution. The stars look vastly different depending on the time of year and the location you're in, making it an incredible and varied experience. It is also especially fun identifying various constellations and reading up on the myths behind them. Carol is on here. So stargazing was huge on the mountain of Kilimanjaro. It was spectacular. Let's see you on the chat here. Marilyn says, we stargaze when camping, dark sky. Stargazing is fun. If you've never stargazed before, I highly suggest you doing it. Yes, Mars says, I love identified constellations. I know, isn't it cool? Next, wander through a botanical garden. Many cities have dedicated green spaces that feature seasonal blooms and plants. The best part about these gardens is that there's always something to see, even if you're visiting in the middle of winter. Plan your trips around what's currently peaking, and eventually you'll experience the best of the entire park. That's a good idea. I know, right, Carol? It was crazy on that mountain. Anybody wander through a botanical garden? I have. It's pretty cool. It's really relaxing. This is fun. Sign up for an architecture tour. Okay, when I saw this, I'm like, this is a fun thing to do. This one tops my list of things to do outside with friends. Larger cities will often have local historical societies that host these tours, some for a fee and others for free. And if this isn't something you have access to, create your own route. Do some research on historic homes in your area and head out on a walk. Just make sure to honor the privacy of private property owners. Hamilton has a great garden, something I do very often on an annual path. Yes, Sandra. Carol says, was just North N Norway hopping, hoping to see northern lights, but didn't, but stars and moon mesmerizing. My God, I can't wait to hear about your trip. Yeah, so this is a good one. Sign up for an architecture tour. Like, it's pretty cool. Next, go roller skating. Not only does roller skating have a riveting history, but it's also loads of fun and a great way to make new friends. Truly one of the best things to do outside. Consider tracking down a rink in your tra tracking tracking down a rink in your area. Oftentimes they'll have rentals so you can lace up and glide around in style. Anybody do roller skating? Linda says, not for me, weak ankles. I tried roller skating, but I needed to roller skate with one of those helping bars. I roller skated with like one of those like training bars. Oh my God, I couldn't roller skate to save my life. What else? Lynn said 45 years ago, but not today. Barb says I used to love it and even have my own skates. Don't think I would like it now. Marilyn says, not my age. You're so cute. Next. What's happening? Is there not a next one? There is. It's frozen. Oh no. Oh wait. Can you guys still see this? Hold on. Oh no. Do you guys see have a water balloon fight? Do you guys see that? Yes. Okay, cool. So this is the last slide. Have a water balloon fight. This is my favorite. Water balloon fights are always a good time no matter your age. Plan a water balloon fight and run around like little kids. You'll even get some cardio in. Balloon fights are the best. Thank you for watching my presentation. Good night. That fun? I know. Balloon fight is my favorite. Did you guys like that? What I know, isn't this so fun? What was so out of this whole presentation, is there something that you are thinking of trying this year? Thanks, Lynn. Anybody want to try something that they just saw? Balloon fight? Lynn, we should have a balloon fight, you and I. You're probably gonna whip it at me. Anybody want to try something that I posted? No. They're like, I'm not surfing. I'm not doing anything that rock climbing. There's just too much adventure. But I hope I inspired you guys to try something new. Lynn, this summer, are you talking about balloon fight? Is that what you're talking about, Lynn? Well, this summer, you said. Balloon fight, you and I in the backyard. Lots of great activities. Definitely safe. Yes, stargazing and bird watching. I know. Trace is a few.
Antoinetta,
Yes.
I shocked my daughter because she was talking about maybe going to Hawaii one day and said, well, I'll come, I'll hang out with you and my grandsons. I said, and yeah, well, maybe we should sign up for surf lessons. I said, yeah, that'd be a cool idea. And she goes, what?
It's so
She
fun.
just picture me doing it. I'll try anything once. I said, with the arthritis in my knees and my big toe, it probably won't be pretty, but I'd give it a shot.
Yeah.
At least once.
So fun. Marilyn says more bird watching and spending time in the forest and beach. Excellent. Well, I hope I inspired you to do something new this summer and to, take advantage of the outdoors and really bring joy into your world. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you like the presentation. Until next time, friends, stay awesome. Choose happiness. Bye, friends. You guys are awesome. Lynn, get ready. Water balloon fight. Here we go. Bye, Jerry. Bye, Tracy. Bye, Linda. Bye, Barb. Bye, Darlene. Bye, Louise. Bye, Nicole. Bye, Marilyn. Bye, Sandra. Bye, friends. Oh, I have to stop the recording. Stop.